previously on Inside Scoop.
Do you think it's heard at all or listened to?
I mean, probably not in the moment, like I said, but I can only hope, because she gave it in such a loving, you know, way, that they will come back to it at some point and really hear what she said to them.
Tim said something about you didn't need to do this, but I think that's, nobody's really listening to Tim here. I think Debbie's the one who said what
needed to be said. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, Volume 189. We have a lot of stuff to cover. Nothing like big, like there's not like an earth-shattering issue this week, but just a lot of little things. We are going to talk first about single life. We've got a seeking sister wife update. Olivia Plath, Julia, David and Annie from season 3, Robin, Sophie, Danielle and Garrick, Nicole. No, this is old Nicole, right? Nicole
and Azzy.
She's up to her crap again.
Of course. I don't believe any of it.
Maybe we'll talk about Angela and Michael, and their status on 90 Day, the season 2 cast of Last Resort, Jabri and Miona. It's a lot of stuff to get to. I don't know how we can start talking about single life without Natalie.
Did you see the cute little story I sent you about Omar and his wife?
Yeah, but that's just, but we're talking about Natalie now. So if we'll bring up Omar and Avery and that also. That's right. Not so much of a talking thing, right?
Oh, well, I didn't hear you on the list, and it's a feel-good story.
It wasn't, right? I'm sorry. We do like to feel good. This is gossip, rumor, and innuendo. And I'll do gossip, rumor, innuendo, and hearsay, and a feel-good story.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do that. Well, I guess let's just do it now, right?
Okay.
So what would you like to say about Omar and Avery?
They posted that they have a new little mansion.
It's a nice
place of their own.
A nice story from them. Mm-hmm. He was a dentist and has come here, gone through school. Their intention is to open up a dentistry office. She is taking administrative classes, and I'm not sure of his status currently, but he'll be a practicing dentist soon.
Yeah. That's so wonderful. And the story also talked about how he's really the biggest 90 Day Fiancé success story in terms of being an immigrant fiancé who really started from scratch and made a successful way for himself.
He said that?
That was the article.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would say, well, if he said that about yourself, I said, that's a lot to say.
No, but they're saying, like, you know, he's really the poster child for how the process is supposed to work.
Yeah.
You know, and they took themselves out of the limelight and got busy living their lives. You
Getting
know,
at it.
They had a plan and they went at it full force, and it looks like they're turning out to be very successful. I'm really happy for them because they were a very nice couple.
Well, I think that's how you look at it. If you can get to a point where you can envision what you want, and then really everything that you do
works
is towards
that goal.
And it's, you know, things happen to you, but it's that your decisions are all leading in that direction.
Focused.
Yeah. And it appears anyway. Obviously, we don't have any insight on them, but they are unified in what they're doing.
Yes.
And that really helps. And so they've purchased a home.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good success story, right?
Yeah.
We don't generally hear from people from them before. Most of them have disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way. They just have moved on with life.
Right. Don't want to be in the limelight anymore.
Yeah, or not even the limelight. It's whatever this is, right? I'm not sure this is the limelight. D-list podcasts.
Well, some people feel it is, like Angela.
Well.
And Larissa.
Well, Larissa's got other things going on.
Yeah,
I don't think she's too much
good.
Of a 90 day. Yeah, but it's still, she's moved past the 90 day world, or they moved past her. whatever she's doing, it isn't really a 90-day thing anymore.
It's OnlyFans.
Well, it's that. Single life. I guess maybe Chantel first, then we'll get to Natalie. You know, we got the tail end of Chantel and Karen ended up coming in.
Yeah.
How did you think that all went with that and bringing Karen in?
Could have done without her, to be honest.
We're hoping it's the end of her, right?
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah.
I'd like it to be the end of both of them, to be honest.
Yeah, it's about
enough. I'd honestly be more interested in seeing Pedro move on than her.
Yeah, any of them, right? Yeah. At this point, why not move to Winter, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Other than Karen would be involved, and I guess that's the bad sign.
Yeah,
there's no way Karen's not being involved. But why not River or Winter or somebody if we're going to stay in the family?
Enough of this. I did see a headline, although I didn't read the story today, about there was a photo about Pedro's first date since their split. And it was a picture of him and a woman.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened already. I can't imagine it's just now.
Yeah.
You know, this whole Natalie Josh thing just seemed really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it really did.
You know, the sugar daddy thing, I think, set wrong with Natalie. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't really think this is the nature of the relationship.
No, but it's close because she is looking to have somebody pay her way.
Hmm.
She just wants to be in a relationship and have a child with the person.
Right.
But she is looking for someone to give her a free ride.
I think it kind of... Yeah, I think I wish I would... Josh would have probably set her
faded
aside.
Faded into the background.
Yeah, that would have been better for everybody.
Yeah, him coming back again and then messing around, it's not going to be good for anybody.
I don't think, it doesn't seem to me like he would have anything to gain from being in the 90-day world. Do you?
Right. No, he doesn't need that.
So then why do it?
He's already successful and wealthy.
Yeah, it's always hard to tell. You know, people rent stuff, people lease stuff. You know, it's really hard to tell how successful they are and what
they
front.
There was a story in the last week about his net worth and stuff.
Mm.
And apparently he's pretty wealthy.
Well, I think if you own anything in L.A., your net worth is through the roof.
Uh-huh.
He said something that was eye-opening for me. And it was
It was a story about his job and what he does.
Mm. That when he said that her meltdowns can never happen, can never be in my home.
Right.
And that was really telling.
And it's respectful of his children because you don't want to expose your kids to that stuff.
You think that's an excuse of his?
No, because we know she really is that way.
Well, it doesn't
mean she did it in Mike's house, right?
So why be in this relationship if this is the case? Natalie hasn't really changed.
Right.
In...
He just has feelings for her. I think he's one of those people that tries to save people.
Mm.
Just like his friend said. You know what I mean? And so I think he gets hung up on people's vulnerabilities.
Mm.
And so that's what keeps drawing him back.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, tries to make herself pitiful all the time.
Well, I think she wants somebody to fight for her and save her.
Uh-huh.
But she's not willing to fight or save for anybody.
Right.
For them. You know, when you think about a relationship between Natalie and Josh, what does Natalie bring to the table?
Exactly. And that's what I've been saying all along. What is it that she gives him?
It's one in a million. Or eye candy.
You know,
or sugar daddy stuff.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to seem cold about it, but really, when you look at it, when everybody laid it out there,
right,
it really makes it a thing. And for her to come to L.A., he said specifically, and I think I believe him.
I do too. Don't come just for me.
Yeah, and I don't think that she thinks that at all.
I think she ignores the parts that she doesn't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, and she's made up this own narrative of hers.
Right.
Like for her, that she's fighting hard for a living. For me, fighting hard for a living would be...
is you're pumping gas or checking at a grocery store to have some income. She's not doing any of that.
Something.
Right.
Because
you can still be trying to pursue your dream, but you got to be realistically having an income in the meantime.
Yeah, you could bring something in.
Yeah.
But she's not. But she says she puts herself out there and just doesn't get a gig. Which is probably everybody in L.A., right?
Probably knows. Has heard from someone.
Yeah, but everybody. I mean, the whole town, right?
Right.
I told
you
it was like...
well, everybody's trying to do that. Yeah.
When I was doing comedy, it was like everybody felt that they were going to be it, right? It would just be if the right person saw them, then they would understand that they're the next best comedian.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's not the case.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. Even in the breaks I caught, right, it still didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It got close, but no. There's always somebody else. And so for her, at the stage she is in her life, to think that this is going to happen. And look, Hollywood is, I'm not saying it's right, but at her age, there just aren't many roles. I mean, because what do they do? Who do they put Al Pacino with? How old?
Yeah, what, young.
He's 75. They yeah. was not.
He's even got a young wife.
Well, yeah, they just wouldn't put. I mean, it's just how it is, right? It's how Hollywood is.
Cranking out
is.
Kids still.
Yeah, but it, as far as roles go.
Yeah.
He's
plus
with,
I'm saying even in real life, he's with young women.
He's with a 30-year-old in a movie. That's just the way they do it. And it's horrible, but it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Natalie's not going to be the one to break it.
No.
I thought about this a lot as all this back and forth was happening. And the me. This is all before Josh's son's accident.
Right.
And you know, Natalie had an accident here before then. And so.
And that's how they got back together.
Yeah. And you know, we just think of what we know is coming.
Right.
And it's going to be just a horrible thing. And because
for
us.
And do you think she's going to provide support to him in the way he needs it?
Well, I'm
probably
the one,
not.
I'm the one asking questions here.
Mm.
That was my question to you. And
it really was rhetorical because we know the answer is no.
Right. We know it's not. It would just be, you know, I know he lost a leg, but what about me? Right.
Right.
Me and my mom. What are we going to do?
What about my fender bender?
Yeah, and I mean, it's just how I vision her. And maybe it's not giving her enough credit, but I just don't see her.
She's not the partner type. She's the take type.
Yeah. So, I think.
She's desperate for someone to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other way around.
Why is Debbie, I don't even know why Debbie and Caesar are there. I don't remember Caesar
don't
saying
know.
Anything.
No, he didn't. Not really.
I don't remember in all of that. And Debbie was just
it was probably
annoying.
Just to it was yeah it was probably and that's what everybody thinks. So she was probably just there to antagonize and set off Josh and Natalie.
Mm.
Well, cuz Josh can't stand her.
Colt's Debbie is the one to do that, and I think she probably did that. I think with you know to close this out in single life, you know, I look at Chantel and the soccer guy and that whole conversation back and forth, you know, and he was pretty clear that she wasn't ready for a relationship. And I don't know if she expected him to, you know, take a break from soccer or get a job.
I don't know.
Get a job in MLS or whatever it was going to be, but you could
do
something.
I think she was being kind of patient and understanding about his soccer schedule. I think what started to give her the doubts was when everybody was like, well, have you checked on a visa? No. Have you researched what's required for the visa? No. And they're like, it's been 4 months and you don't even know what you need. And so I think when they started pointing that out to her, I saw her face just kind of shrivel up and sink. And you could see that she hadn't thought that far out as to what his efforts and interest level might actually be.
Mm-hmm.
She was just taking his word at face value.
Yeah. We have got a lot more to cover. So subscribe, $3.99 plus tax and all the places you subscribe for podcasts. So it is there. Find us, hear the rest of this and so much more with our personal podcast and 90 Day, which we cover for free, Little People, Big World, Seeking Sister Wife, and coming up this week, a week from yesterday, Accused, Guilty, or Innocent, we will be covering.
Yay.
So it should be, 8 to 10 weeks of that. So all of that,
and
more. At this point, it's 5 shows a week is what we're doing between everything.
Good thing it's not more than that with all we've got going on in our personal life.
There is a little bit going on. We are skipping this season. We are skipping lockup. Yeah. I think that started tonight.
Really?
There's a chance. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I didn't see it on my list.
It's a hot mess. There's a lot going on. Yeah. So all of that and more coming up. Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcast,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast
and rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos and all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.